Welcome to the Oregon Real Estate Podcast, where we feature helpful and interesting information on Oregon real estate. Now, here's your host, Realtor Roy Whiting.
Hello, and welcome to the Oregon Real Estate Podcast. My name is Roy Whiting, and I'm a licensed Oregon real estate broker with Certified Realty. Today's program is Real Estate's Magic Number. Would you be interested if I were to tell you that there was a magical number that can instantly give you a heads up on what kind of a real estate market you're in? Believe it or not, there is such a number. Now, not to overstate it too much, in the financial markets, interest rates are considered a very good bellwether of lending and the loan environment. So if you're going to be buying a home, a quick look at interest rates can give you a pretty good idea of how competitive or how difficult it might be in order to get your mortgage. With real estate, we're looking at an awful lot of different numbers. Interest rates are one of them. But the number that we're talking about today is the figure for home inventory. So what exactly is home inventory? Every month in our region, the local multiple listing services put out an inventory projection based on the current number of homes on the market and what's expected to go onto the market for sale. That number, which can vary widely, will give us an indication of how many months of home supply that we have at that given moment. The figure will fluctuate from month to month. And as an example, during the Great Recession, we had a figure that was in excess of 20 months of home supply. What that told us was that at the current rate of home sales at that time, it would take 20 months or more in order to use up all the homes that were on the market. In other words, to sell them all. A normal figure for home supply, in our region anyway, is considered to be somewhere between 3 months and 6 months, where that's considered equilibrium. So at the level where you're at 3 to 6 months of homes for sale, that's considered a balanced market. It favors neither sellers nor buyers. I should also mention that when you're looking at an inventory level, it's helpful to compare apples with apples because what's historically significant in one area, say the Portland metro area, may or may not always align with, say, Salem, Bend, Eugene, or the Oregon coast. The more rural that an area is, oftentimes too, you'll see significant variations. Jobs are another part of it, where you've got an economic engine in the greater Portland metro area that's significantly larger than every other metro in the state. And as a result, the jobs are there, the income is there. And so sometimes we'll see a significant change or a shift in other parts of the state whereby it may not be quite so impactful in the greater Portland metro area, simply because a lot of times when markets are changing rapidly, there is sometimes a retreat to safety, and a lot of times that's where the jobs are. This can impact inventory, as you can imagine, and because a lot of folks don't need a second home, areas where they are living in their primary residence, for example, like in Portland, will have oftentimes less impact depending on the market. So what's the practical impact of housing inventory on real estate buyers and sellers? One of the helpful things to understand is that as the inventory goes down and we have less supply of homes for sale, what that will typically do will be shifting us towards what's called a seller's market, where sellers are in control. There's fewer sellers selling and more buyers are searching for real estate. As a result, what we'll typically see in a seller's market will be a shorter market time. In other words, homes are on the market for less of a period than when compared to, say, a normal market. And you'll also see multiple buyers, multiple offers, and sometimes prices above the list price. Especially in this kind of a scenario where a buyer is going into a market where there is a lot of competition, sellers don't like to be insulted, and if one is working from the standpoint of the market is normal or an average typical type scenario where there's just as many buyers as there are sellers, then you're likely to come in low as a buyer, you may not understand that the seller is perhaps looking at 2, 3, 4 different offers. And if that's the case, and you're not even close to where the market is, it'll be pretty frustrating. It's also helpful to know that inventory figures are based on a general region. So really small communities or more distant rural type communities are going to have to look at the closest inventory for that major metro area that inventory figures are available. But you can at least get a general sense of whether the market is waxing or waning. And based on that and the advice of your realtor, come up with a game plan so that you're at least in the game when you do make an offer as a buyer. Knowing about inventory and what's typical can be extremely helpful for home sellers. That's because as soon as you get a good idea of where the market is, where the demand is, then you're able to course correct and make an adjustment. It also helps to give sellers a realistic expectation of what they might be seeing, even if their property is properly priced. That's because average market times tend to lengthen with increased inventory. So just because a home seller's property hasn't sold in a fixed amount of time, it may not be out of the ordinary. It's helpful to get a clear picture working with your realtor of not only where the inventory is, but to look at some of these other things like market time, seasonality. You know, if you're selling right at the holidays, you may be very fortunate and sell quickly, but sometimes there are these hiccups. Weather is another issue. And so looking at the big picture, going through the home selling process, knowing where the basic touchstones are, will give you a good frame of reference and help you to adjust with a realistic mindset as you work towards a successful closing on your property. That about wraps it up for today's program, Real Estate's Magic Number. If you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email. You can send that to roy@certifiedrealty.com and I'd be very happy to help you. If you'd like more information about today's program, take a look at the show notes over at OregonRealEstatePodcast.com. For now, this is Roy with Certified Realty, wishing you the very best.
Do you have a real estate question or perhaps an Oregon property to sell? Contact Roy today for a free consultation. Just call 800-637-1950 or send your email to roy@certifiedrealty.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Oregon Real Estate Podcast.